listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Well, I'm joined at last by my guest. It's the Sheratons who are in the studio. All right, guys.
Hello.
All right.
How you doing? All right.
Very good, thanks. Self.
Now, yeah, I'm very good. It's a little bit rainy outside, but I can't believe it's January. We're in 2016 already.
It has gone quick, hasn't it?
It does. When you're sitting here every, when you do a weekly show, kind of suddenly, one minute it's like, you know, it's just before Christmas, suddenly it's all finished and, yeah, and we're back, getting ready for another whole year. No doubt you've got lots and lots and lots of things planned.
Yeah, we have gigs and recording and writing.
Lots of exciting stuff.
If you say so, John.
Do.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, we're all out.
Let's start off with the band. You're called the Sheratons. Sheratons. Where did the name come from?
It's, there's a guitar called a Sheraton.
Mm-hmm. It's that easy, is it? It's just after a guitar.
Sort of, but there's also, a guitar tone is something we're quite anal and fascinated with. So instead of calling it Sheratons, we call the Sheratons. It's like a pun, but it's not very good.
I like that guitar.
It's a
like
bad it, pun.
It's like a terrible, terrible pun.
That's like, is that a Gibson?
Unfortunately not. No, I don't have that kind of money.
It looks like the old Elvis Presley much. Guitar, which he played.
Yeah, yeah. Lennon had one, the Gibson version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, loads of people. Noel Gallagher used one, lots of people.
Right, let's go. You play guitar, so let's introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
I'm Matt, and I play guitar, and I do lead vocals.
And I'm Johnny, and I play the bass and do a bit of backing vocals.
I'm Lewis, I play drums. Today I'm on percussion.
Hi, I'm James, I play rhythm guitar and some backing vocals.
There you go, the band. And you're all from Woking?
We're from Woking Town, yes.
And how did you all meet? How did it come together? Was you all friends before this, or did you put an advert out? Or
James and I have been friends from school. Long before we played the guitar,
yeah, we were friends. Really, probably nearly 10 years ago now.
Maybe longer. But it was before we started playing guitars, and then I started being in bands and that, and I made him play a guitar, and then with Johnny, we found him on the internet.
Postal order.
You don't want to know which website.
Yeah, those funny sites.
And Lewis, he rehearses down the same studio as us, and he was our most recent acquisition.
It's good to all be pals, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it would be, but I'm joking.
I know we're going to be talking about gigging a bit later on, but did you all get asked? Take it you all get on really well when you're out and about.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, well, you'd have to, because we're in close confinement a lot. Like the travelling here or the travelling to gigs, so if we didn't get on, we'd probably murder each other. So.
Is this the first time to Essex, I take it?
As a band, yeah. Yeah.
It's like Hollywood here, isn't it? It's like being in the media.
Identical. When we pulled up, I said, cool, I like Hollywood, this is.
Yeah, apart from the old palm tree here and there.
There's a sign.
Welcome to Brentwood, where they film all the reality TV stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you watch any of that?
Afraid not.
No.
No.
I'm too busy.
Too busy playing music.
Let's get to the music, because how would you describe your music? Because I notice on your Facebook it's got Shandy Beat, rock and roll,
yes.
Post-Britpop.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle of that. It's quite hard to define, I think, not because we're all into such a diverse range of stuff. You find a lot of indie bands who are only influenced by indie bands, and typically they sound like an indie band, but... Because we draw influence from, like for me, it's surf guitar for my guitar playing, and hip-hop for lyrics. And I like sort of Baroque pop from the 60s and things like that. So, but we all got a really diverse range. Johnny over here likes all sorts, don't you, Johnny?
Well, I do, but you haven't really described our sound.
Well, no, I can't describe it. You have a go.
It's sort of like... the way in the Smiths music, Johnny Marr uses like 50s guitar leads and like plays them in a sort of new way. We're sort of doing a similar thing, but with 60s music, more sort of like the Beatles and...
I suppose, yeah, 60s derived psychedelic indie, if I had to put a caption on it right now.
But you got a unique sound, basically.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's quite a grand statement, but I'd like to think so.
I don't think anybody now is doing what we're doing.
No.
60s songwriting with that, modern twist. Maybe a bit of Oasis. dare I say it, yeah.
Dare you say.
A little bit heavier.
Well, let's take a listen, because you're going to do some live music in the studio. Mm. We're going to do a track now. What have you picked for your first track?
This one's called Sundance.
Okay, take it away when you're ready. There you go, love that track.
Thank you.
Your first track out of the way, feeling better?
Yeah.
It's always hard. The first one's always thing is the nerve-wracking one when you're doing it on radio. But it sounded really good, so...
Thank you. Well done.
Now, we were talking off-air earlier on, when you were saying that you might have an EP coming out. Is that something that we'll see from you soon?
Yeah, I really hope so. As with everything, it takes time to get it perfect, you know, but...
Definitely early this year, though.
Yeah, we're in the studio pretty soon. We're hoping to have it out for, like, summer. It's got some summer vibes about it, so it'd be nice for it to come out in, like, May, maybe.
Yeah.
May or June.
And the song we just played, Sundance, will be...
will appear on it.
In electric form.
In electric
form. Obviously, we're acoustic today, so...
What's you've been gigging quite hard at the I know I see from your Facebook page that you've been doing quite a lot of gigging and quite a few open mics as well, I see.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do open mics at the Phoenix Centre in Woking. It's really like that's a casual place to go down and try new stuff out. We always do like new covers and go down there for a laugh. But we've gigged all over. We spent a lot of last year gigging, and this is kind of a year that we're focusing on recording. But it was really great gigging last year. We played all sorts of places, and like round our way, and like in London, we've sort of broke into the London scene a bit.
Down south in Southampton, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you were at that one time.
January, we've got quite a few though, haven't we? Round our way and stuff.
Yes, we've got some stuff lined up.
Jan's quite busy, actually.
What is your when you do the open mic nights? I've just turned this down. When you do the open mic nights, is it? I mean, around here we often do them. We have acoustic. Do you have to take the whole setup, or is it? Or do you have your back line, your front line, or all at the gigs?
The ones that we tend to do, it's acoustic, which, as you can tell, we need a lot of practice with. So we try and take as much of our setup as we can, because we don't really ever practice acoustically. Whenever we get together, it's kind of writing electric material, and we play quite fast and quite hard usually. But it's a good it's good to go down and do those acoustic ones and strip it back.
Yeah. We're going to talk about writing music probably after your next track. You can do another track first. What's your next track?
The next track I think we're doing is Shake Your Tambourine. This was our single, which you can purchase on iTunes if you like, but it's also going to be on the EP, so you can wait for that if you really want. Shake Your Tambourine.
Okay, take it away.
I've lost mine. I've been drifting for so long, I've lost track of the time. Cause everybody seems to be flying high. You know I always wanted to see the view from the sky. Sound of the bell.
Well done. Fantastic. What was that one called, Ken?
That was Shake Your Tambourine.
Yeah, I heard the little tambourine over there. It's got the,
yeah.
It got the symbol with the tambourine on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm prepared.
You've got to do it, haven't you? I mean, it's you can't beat live music. I love live music. Right, let's see where the old whistle's coming from. There you go. That's better. Now, tell us about the songwriting, because obviously that was a fantastic track, by the way.
Oh,
well
thank
done.
You. Thank you.
How do you get around the track writing? Is it something you do yourself? Do you pen the track and then add the melody to it, or is it the other way around? And do you all get involved, or is it just a single person's job?
I tend to come up with the bulk of it, and then I bring it to the band, and they will kind of add their bits to it and fill it out and everything. So I usually write on an acoustic and do the lyrics and work out the melody by myself and the chord progression, and then James writes lead hooks, and then Johnny comes up with his bass lines and all of that, and it sort of comes together as a band, but I write it myself usually.
Yeah,
you're the crux of the idea, don't you?
And
then
sort of
colour in the line drawing, as it were.
Yeah, I used to try and take on more of the writing of the whole band. I used to write the drums as well, but Lewis is very good, and we sort of all work it out. We've kind of got our places and we kind of know what we're doing. I don't want to say a formula to how we write, but we've got our pattern down for it. We know, yeah, I do the lyrics by myself and all that.
And did you kind of change it a bit when you've done it? Do you listen back and go, yeah, well, we need a little bit more bass and that, or we need to bring in, another snare or whatever it is?
All the time. I don't think the song's finished until you've committed it to a recording. So it'll change numerous times. It's funny, I've got a demo of the first time that I, demo tambourine, and it sounds so, so different to where it's at now. That was me playing all the instruments, and everyone added their own flavour to it and made it sound like a Sheratone song as opposed to whatever I'd make it sound like. It was just up to me, so, yeah.
So, your ideal gig, what would be your ideal gig if you was gigging? Is it something you'd want to take to a festival, or is it the stage, pubs, clubs?
Sounding like a broken record, but Glastonbury would be the ideal venue. Headline Glastonbury would be my absolute...
And do you apply for the unsigned bits? Because you can apply, can't you, each
year?
Yes,
you can, yeah, yeah. We're I'm on that now, actually, for this year.
Straight on it, yeah. Because quite a few, you'd be surprised, people do get in and
lots of our friends, a few of our friends' bands have done, BBC Introducing Stage at Reading and Glastonbury and that sort of stuff. So we'd love to get on that and hopefully climb through the ranks and one day maybe play... headline on Pyramid Stage, but...
And the O2 is another one. The
O2 would be lovely, wouldn't it?
They have a stage there where you can do it, which is...
Actually, I was there recently. I saw that. Yeah.
So there's lots of... And I also noticed that the Winter Wonderland, where they do the Christmassy thing, which goes on all through January, they're looking for bands. They have lots of live music in that area there.
Oh, really? Mm. That's worth checking out for
It is worth
year.
Checking out for next year, because they're always looking out for bands. Yeah, this year now, yeah. We forget, yeah.
Where's the time gone?
Not long before Christmas. And of course, this is why we've still got the Christmas decorations up. When do they come down? Is it 7 days? The next week? Is this weekend?
What is it? There's a number.
4 and 12 after.
12 after, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so. 12 days, yeah. I often drive around and you find people have got their decorations up. They put their outside lights on. They've still got Christmas lights on like months later. Some people just leave them up, don't they? And just turn them on when it comes to December.
Yeah.
Right, let's do another track. Tell us about your next track.
James needs a capo for it. It's called Summer Rain. And this was one of the first tunes. In fact, I think this was the first song I ever finished writing. And I was quite impressed with it, and it gave me the encouragement to try and write some more stuff and think that I could maybe do it. So,
do you often find you could, before we got on the track, while you're setting this capo up, could you add to the group? If you could add a member, what would you put in? I take it normally you go out, you've got a full set of drums rather than just a
Yes, yeah, yeah. Single.
So could you add a keyboard to it? Also, is it that not into the sound that you've got?
It's, if I had to add a member, I don't know, to be honest. Maybe a singer, because I don't really like singing. yeah, if I could have, Liam Gallagher singing for us, that's probably what I'd do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd just put you out of a job, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps I should rephrase it, if you could bring someone in, not like a, if you could work with someone, it would be Noel Gallagher, I take it.
If I could collaborate with someone. Mm. I've thought about this more than I should have done.
More than healthy.
When I was at work and was being paid to do another job. But I actually don't think I'd collaborate with an indie artist or even a guitar player, because I don't think they could bring anything to the fold necessarily that I hadn't considered in some capacity. So probably maybe a soul singer, or maybe collaborate with Nancy Sinatra or Kendrick Lamar, the rapper.
No, interesting.
Someone a bit left field, because if you're an indie band and you're doing a collaboration, people go, it's going to be with Johnny Marr or Noel Gallagher, and they're all in the same circles, or Damon Albarn, and they're all on the same, each other's records, and you know what I mean? I'd do something.
Well, Nancy Sinatra, you could do an indie version of These Boots Were Made For What.
That'd be good fun. That'd be good fun.
Yeah, that's something to do. Getting his mind worker on his way home, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Right, are we ready? So, you ready to do the track? You got his cap on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, take it away. Are you ready?
Summer Rain.
They've all slightly, I mean, you've got your sound for each track is completely different. I know that's obviously the case when you do different songs, but some bands that each track seems to, you know, be very similar, but yours are completely different. When you're writing about the songs, do you draw on things that have happened to you, or how does that work? Well, what's the theory behind the actual topics of the song?
It's lyrically, I try and I can't really do anything else other than write about what I know, and that sounds like a horrible cliche as well, but it's about working life, I suppose. Without sounding political, it's about the current working climate for a lot of people, in that you can't seem to get jobs and you seem to go between the job centre and a 5-month contract and then back to the job centre, and sort of romance and nostalgia and all of the things that I think about on a daily basis. I can't really write about anything else other than that, so
yeah. So what's your goals for this year, 2016? You've got a tick list of things to do, you know, getting signed?
We've got one big one. Mm-hmm. We want to get into the top 40 singles charts by the end of the year.
Okay, it's a big task, but not impossible.
No, I think we can manage it. I wouldn't have set ourselves a goal if I didn't think we can manage it. So
yeah.
That's it, we've got a year to plug away and really just graft at this point. We've put in all the groundwork over last year and built contacts and written lots of songs and things like that. So we've got all of the tools to get there. We just need to put in the hard work.
Is this something you would do without reality TV? You wouldn't go on like Britain's Got Talent or these other programmes?
No.
Not with the phone call. Just go it alone.
I don't think so. I might go on to throw an egg at Simon Cowell's face, but...
That's been done, isn't it?
Yeah, has it?
It has been done, yeah. On one of the live shows many years ago. So, That's your goal for this year. As I said, one of the things that you're going to probably be working on now is social media, because getting the followers is part and parcel of getting your name out there.
It certainly is.
You're on Twitter. It's at the Sheratons, isn't
it? At the Sheratons, everybody.
Facebook is?
Facebook/ the Sheratons. All quite simple stuff.
Okay. Now, I know you've got... So you haven't got a website, have you?
We don't have a website, no. Something we did think about, but everyone seems to use social media for everything. People don't really divert off of that.
No.
Yeah.
So you've got tracks. If people want to listen to your tracks online, you've got links on your Facebook to the tracks, haven't you?
We did have. I don't know if we do anymore. I think the only way you can listen until the EP comes out is by downloading the single, or on Spotify if you're on that. But when the EP comes out, there'll be music videos accompanying that, and we're going to shoot one of those at the start of next month.
So. Oh, that's good. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're working with a friend of mine called Billy Jameson, who he shoots really good videos. He's really techie. He's got a really good eye for detail. He's quite an arty bloke, and I like everything that he's done before. And we were talking, and he had some ideas for Atlantic, the tune, which is going to be coming out late Feb. I was really impressed, so we're going to go and work with him and do some of that.
Will this be your first video?
It will, I think, yeah.
So looking forward to it?
I'm excited, yeah, for sure.
And what track was that before?
It's called Atlantic. We play it live and it's about 9 minutes long, but the single edit is about 5. A much more manageable listen.
Have you got a storyboard for that? Is it something are you just going to go and do one of those rustic ones on a farm or in an industrial estate?
There was a TV special that the Stone Roses did for Granada Telly, maybe, something like that.
It was
the
BBC studio.
Or was it maybe the BBC studio?
Big one.
It was all it was all white, and they were in, like, it looked so stark. And we just like that, stripped back vibe. So we're just going to play it kind of like live along to the track, and then, cut it like that.
Okay.
Nothing too fancy.
Well, listen, it's been fantastic having you on the show. You're going to play us out with one of your tracks, another live track.
Yeah.
Where are you going from here after you've done it? You've got things planned for today on Sunday?
Church and roast dinner.
In that order.
Yeah.
I have a local church on day two. Hopefully they've got the football on. Okay, tell us about your last track.
This is actually a cover. This is a song that was written by Burt Bacharach, originally performed by the Shirelles and covered by the Beatles, and it's called Baby It's You.
Okay, take it away.
Sha la 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 la, it's not the way you smile that touched my heart. Sha la 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 la, it's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit at home alone and cry. Can't help myself, 'cause baby it's you. Baby it's you. Sha la 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 la. You should hear what they say about you, cheats. Sha la 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 la. They say you'll never be true. Oh, oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit at home alone and cry over you. What can I do? Don't want nobody, nobody, 'cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Oh, oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? Oh, it's true. Go on, nobody, nobody, 'cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me all alone. Come on home.
Fantastic. You can on that particular track, you can get the flavour of the old school, something like light rock and roll. Really.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of in that Motown vein, although it wasn't a Motown song. But we absolutely love that era, and Burt Bacharach's one of my favourite songwriters. Just seems to come out with hits after hit, and his melodies were just banging. So
yeah,
yeah.
When you do it live, if you're going out and doing a gig. Do you get to, obviously it's hard to do your own music for certain gigs because people like to listen to something different. Do you go back, do you do a lot of covers, do you have a big cover
The covers that we tend to do are always like sort of B-sides and things that people haven't heard of, just for a few reasons. Like, we like to turn people onto new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We like to pass other people's stuff off as our own. And
steal it, that's the way to do it. And it's just, that's a really good track there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But the good thing is when people don't come up to you and point that one out as their favourite, because, in some people's minds you've surpassed the songwriting of someone else. It's a bit of a bit of an ego boost.
So when someone comes up and goes, I like that last track, but not the track you just, that's the Burt Bacharach track. There you go, Bertie.
Yeah, it's something like that. And the third reason is just, it's good fun to play other people's tunes, like, simple as that. We just like doing it, so
yeah. And is there certain ones? I know you said Liam Gallagher earlier on. Do you play any of that? Do you do any of those tracks?
It's one of those things that would be well predictable, I think.
Do people come out and go, yeah, Wonderwall?
People have said, because we're from Woking, people say, oh, I'll do a Weller song or a Jam song. And people go, oh, you sing a bit like Liam Gallagher, you should do an Oasis song. But it's like spoon feeding people, I think.
Star Council's not too bad.
I like Star Council, yeah, good stuff. But it's like, yeah, if we cover something that doesn't sound like us, then we have the potential to make it sound like us. And then we've worked a bit, and then we get something out of the end product because we've reimagined it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
In the studio, we do a lot of Beatles covers.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time playing the Beatles.
Yeah.
Just good fun, really, isn't it?
We know about 50 Beatles tunes that we kind of just knock about. Well, I say know them. We could bodge together about 50 Beatles tracks. And that, yeah, it's always good fun doing that. So, yeah.
Great stuff. Listen, it's been a pleasure. We're talking to you. We're out of time now. But
thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Great for the rest of the day. Enjoy your church.
I will do. Always, always
your Sunday lunch. And anyone who missed that, you can catch it on demand again from tomorrow afternoon. It'll be on our website, which is phoenixfm.com, and head on to the Sunday Lunch show page, and you'll find the write-up there, some of the pictures we're going to be doing, and some of the videos that we've taken. Again, thank you very much to Sheratons. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.